Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number for you, it's brand new, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-855-450-FREE. You can call about anything. Coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about a crackdown on people selling raw food. But first, we've got Joe on the line listening in California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Joe? Do I have Joe? Joe going once?
Can you hear me?
There you are. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I was just curious about no longer paying the extortion to our overlords. And I've heard you guys talk about it several times, and something that comes up is my wife has been with her job for many years, and so I don't want a red flag to come up when she starts claiming exempt. And so I was just curious if you guys had any experience with this, and of course I'll listen to future callers, see if it comes up as far as not getting, like, audited just for...
Are you talking about how to stop paying federal income tax at a corporate job?
Extortion, yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, some people don't have corporate jobs. They might, you know, be their own business owner, in which case it's a lot easier to just stop paying. But so you're asking about how does somebody who works at a corporate job get the corporation to stop withholding?
Exactly.
Well, as far as I know, the only way to go about doing that is to, you know, essentially file exempt or whatever and, you know, hope for the best. I have had friends that have done that, but they didn't do it long enough ago that I'm comfortable in saying, hey, it was no big deal.
Well, how long ago have your friends done this?
Let's see, one of them was about 5 years ago.
5 years. So that person has been working at the same job?
I don't have information on him up to this point. I do know he's not in jail.
Well, that's a good thing.
So I don't think he's changed his status, but he could have.
I don't see this as being an easy road. I mean, for anybody, obviously, it's a risky road. Any old way you slice it, whether you're working at a corporate job or not, it's still going to be risky because even people without corporate jobs still have things like bank accounts and other items that might be being reported to the IRS. So if they are filing exempt, that means they're still, you know, the IRS still has some sort of paperwork that's come in for them. And so they're going to know they exist. And there is the chance that at some point they're going to come in to the corporation and say, well, we've determined that this person needs to be paying taxes and that they owe this X amount of money. And that at that point, the corporation, being an obedient little thing like they are, because
a government-created entity,
right, they will go ahead and they will start essentially levying that person's paychecks and taking out whatever arbitrary amount the IRS decides is okay. So this is, you know, it's interesting to me to find out, and I would love to hear other people's stories. Is there somebody out there that can claim that they have been, for instance, working at a corporate job, being labeled as exempt, and for 10 years the IRS has done nothing? That you've collected
all of your paychecks?
I'd be interested
in anybody who files, what is it, called a W-4? What is that the thing that people fill
W-4.
Out when they get jobs?
Mm-hmm. W-4.
I'd be interested in anybody, because I work for myself. I don't file one of these pieces of paper with the government to tell them. I wouldn't even know what my paycheck is going to be. Mm-hmm. I make money off of selling ads for this radio program.
So,
well, I know that if you go, like, above a certain amount of exemptions, that's an automatic red flag. I think it's, like, up to 9 before they have to automatically report it to our overlords as far as, like, an automatic audit type stuff. But also I know, like, there's a $10,000, like, if you go to a dealership and buy a car and put $10,000 cash, that's just about an automatic audit type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called a cash transaction report, where if it's over ten grand in a cash transaction, a bank, for instance, will have to fill out a CTR.
Is that true for buying a vehicle, though?
That was news to me. Yep. I've never heard that one before.
I've heard that.
Well, I think one would need to check that.
It wouldn't surprise me, though.
Yeah, well, I guess a lot of drug dealers are buying cars for cash.
Sorry, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, that's how a friend of mine actually got caught. He hadn't paid taxes in like 7 years. He worked on and off and was had claimed exempt the whole time, and then he bought a Camaro outright, and then next thing he knew, he was getting audited and owed like $30,000 or some insane amount.
You know, I would say that if you're probably, in that case, you'd be buying used from an individual rather than going through a dealer, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, now that I know, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's, once you know.
Now, Joe, you're calling from California, and you're calling regarding your wife, perhaps, opting out?
Yeah,
what about you?
I myself, I'm a agorist as it is. I work on cars out of my garage. I'm the ASC certified technician. And
oh, wow. Shade Tree Mechanic.
Shade Tree ASC certified.
ASC certified. That's kind of an insult. Call me a shade tree, but yeah.
Well, I thought a shade tree mechanic is somebody that works outside the system. Is that not accurate?
Well, no. If you're in a shop, I've worked in several shops. You're in a shop and the car comes in and it's all monkey wrench. You're like, oh yeah, they must have some shade tree mechanic.
I see. I must have had the wrong definition.
It has dual. I would imagine that it has dual definitions. I mean, a shade tree mechanic would be a person who works outside of a sort of establishment. At the same time, I imagine a lot of them can make some errors, especially on new vehicles.
No doubt about it. So basically, you're saying that you haven't paid taxes in a fairly long period of time?
Oh, I've worked at several, tax-paying shops, especially before my awakening to freedom. In fact, I named my daughter Liberty that I just had. But
very nice.
But, I'd paid taxes before, and I do side jobs here and there. But, since my last job when I quit and told, because I was actually working for the city out here, and when I found out what was going on, I'm like, I told my boss, and he was very sympathetic. We got along together, and he sounded like fiscally conservative. And I told him, I said, I can't work here anymore. This job is funded by theft. And the look on his face, it's not like a confrontational thing. Me and him were pretty close, and we still talk. But I got this funny look, and then when I explained it to him all the way down to, you getting shot in your house because you're trying to defend yourself, the light bulb goes off. But I always like to tell that story that I told my boss I had to quit because my job was funded by theft.
So here's one more question I have for you. If you're in California, is there not a state income tax in California?
Oh, yes, there is.
So how does that complicate this matter?
Just another audit, I guess, we'd have to try and dodge.
Is there a separate form? Like, you've got the IRS W-4 form with all these exemptions. Is there another form like that for California?
I don't know. When you go in and you get a job, they just drop, three or four pieces of paper and you just fill them out. I think they use the same W-4, though. I'm not sure.
This is one of the problems I can foresee for you, is the idea that the federal government is pretty busy. They've got a lot of things on their plate as far as going after tax people that don't pay taxes and such.
And plus,
they can print money.
They can print money, and so they're not as concerned.
Right. Whereas the California state government is pretty much in hot water financially, and they're going to want as much money as they can possibly squeeze out of people. They're going to have a higher incentive to go after the so-called tax scofflaws in these cases. So if I were you, I'd get the hell out of California and, move somewhere where there's no state income tax before trying this little experiment. Or try it and then make the plans to leave as soon as possible. That way you can save a few extra $100 from your paychecks while you're waiting to leave. But it would seem to be extra risky to do it in a place like that where you've got a state income tax and extra, basically, you've got an extra set of tax bureaucrats that could decide to take an interest in your wife. And I think that's a pretty intimidating scenario.
Yeah, we've been saving gold and silver. With current prices, I got about $9,000 in gold and silver saved up. And then as soon as I could afford to buy something outright, we're going to move up to New Hampshire and get the hell out of this communist.
Fantastic. Well, I don't know if I'd wait until I could afford to buy something outright. If you can get a down payment and get something going, that might make... that might work for you because, for instance, there's a fair amount of demand up here for incoming movers to have a place to land and somewhere to get their feet wet and get started. So it's not hard to get a place rented out. For instance, there's a couple that has bought a couple of places up here in Keene, for instance, and they've had no trouble at all filling them up with liberty-minded activists as tenants for their location.
And you're renting there anyway.
What's that?
He's renting there anyway.
Who's
California?
Where? Oh, right. Yeah. Gotcha. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Good luck, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. If I were in California, I'd want to get out as soon as possible. So more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. We'll also tell you about the Free State Project and what that's all about here in moments.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Be the toll-free number, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-F-R-E-E, 3733. And you can join us on our website, of course, as well, at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive over on the wiki, where there are over 2,000 pages, and they've all been created by listeners like you. You can go and edit virtually anything you see there, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years, and you know, of course, that at some point they're going to kill you. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month right off the bat, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell, no secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. No more stepping outside into the snow to smoke. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers. Since the 40 cartomizers are about $69, you'll get free shipping. This is the best deal running on one of the best made vaporizers that you can buy. It's vaporsmiths.com. You can use coupon code FTL to take advantage of all the deals. You can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Go to vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com.
All right, our number here is 855-450-FREE. You may call in about absolutely anything. That is the point of this program. And we were talking a moment ago about the income tax with a gentleman who was wondering about, well, how do I get around this? I mean, how do we, my wife, you know, we're tired of paying to this criminal gang. They're using this money to go and kill people, innocent people. They're using the money to steal more money from other people, buy more weapons. It's just, it's completely morally objectionable to anybody that understands what the government is. As soon as you come to the conclusion about what government really is, and that is a group of men and women forcing their way on people by the threat of violence, a violent monopoly, if you will, as soon as you come to that conclusion, it becomes much more difficult to start, you know, to continue doing as you've done. It becomes much more difficult to go along with their demands. It becomes much more difficult to pay their extractions. And I don't blame anybody for wanting to throw up their hands in frustration and say, the hell with this. I'm done with this. I just can't bring myself to pay it anymore. And in the case of the federal government, I would say, smart move. It's a way for you to aggregate more money from every single paycheck. And the problem is, eventually they might figure it out, especially if you're at a corporate job, and then they'll use the corporation to leverage against you and possibly take more money down the road. But if you're planning on leaving your corporate job, then so what? Go ahead. Why not? There's always going to be a risk, though, right? I mean, please don't make it. I don't want to make it sound like I'm not saying this is completely risk-free endeavor.
The government believes that your money is theirs. The government believes that they own you, lock, stock, and barrel. And you know, if you look at what government is, it is this entity that has evolved from king-serf relationships. Why in the world would they not think they own you? The kings certainly believe they own the serf. You could believe the government believes they own you.
Well, and
now, they don't tell you how you have to work, and they don't tell you if you have to work, but they do tell you if you do work, they demand a good portion of your money. Somewhere around half of the money that you make, some government entity, whether it's in fees or taxes, state, federal, local, municipal, whatever it is, they want your money.
Until you stop acting like you're a serf, they're going to keep treating you like you're a serf.
Sure, why would the master set people free?
Right. So again, this is something worth looking at, and it's certainly something I'm still interested in learning more about. I don't know about this world of not paying taxes when you work for a corporate job. When I was working for the corporate world, I hadn't gotten the gumption to do something like that at that point in my life. And so I'm very interested, as was our last caller, in finding out your story. So if you are somebody who's gone through this, if you are somebody who has experience with not paying and working at a corporate job, that I'm very interested. And also, if you're somebody who lives in a state where they have a state income tax and you've successfully not paid income tax at the state level, that's also interesting to me, especially considering that I consider that to be a much more risky endeavor than going at the federal level.
Well, they're closer.
Exactly.
But you're
and hungrier for the cash.
Yeah. Usually your state income taxes are based on your federal return. So if you haven't done a federal return, I suppose, then there's nothing to base your state, what you owe
really?
Your state on.
Okay, so there's not a separate, I would expect to be a separate form, though, for the state.
It is, but the state form is still based on the numbers you put on your federal form.
I see.
But there was a high-profile case 10 or 15 years ago of a business, I think it was out in California, actually, where the owner of the business decided he wasn't going to withhold from the employees anymore. Do you remember that case?
I thought this was in Nevada.
The golden guy that paid in gold and silver? Or was this
no, somebody
okay,
else.
That's what I was thinking of.
There was that guy, but there was somebody else, and he just refused to continue to withhold, and
right.
He told all of his employees what it was all about.
So he was basically saying, look, I'm not your bitch. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to be your unpaid worker here and essentially, and you know, help you extract money
right.
from these people.
Why should small business people do accounting work for the government? I mean, unpaid accounting work. That is slavery. The 14th Amendment is very clear that there's no involuntary servitude.
What happened with that guy?
Well, they finally raided him and shut him down. There was a high-profile court case on it, and they railroaded him like a lot of them. Even with the Browns here in New Hampshire, they were doing the same thing, I believe.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything, and we'll talk to Simon, listening in Tennessee. Simon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm a truck driver. I'm in Alabama currently. And I just wanted to see how your thoughts were on disability. My father's disabled, and my mother-in-law also. Me and my wife speak a lot about this, about, you know, how the free market would handle it. And as far as we're concerned, you know, I guess if the government all of a sudden cut off disability, you know, they eventually would either move them in with us or, you know, find a nursing home or some sort of that way. You know, I was wondering what your take was on that.
Are you talking about what would the future be like if, you know, we moved towards sort of a more liberty-oriented world and the government didn't take care of situations like disabled people?
Yes, and even a bigger subject, I guess, because, you know, people like, one solution is if you had a job, you could put into a fund that would your work, you know, in case you got disabled, kind of like long-term and short-term.
Sure.
But as far as, like, mentally handicapped and how maybe that would work, you know, because maybe they're born like that. I guess that would go along with the parents in that situation.
Well, you've got to look to the community. I mean, before you had all these government handout programs, you had things like mutual aid societies, charities, people in the community that would come together to help out those that were in need.
Let me first address that. Excuse me. About 25% of insurance claims are considered to be fraudulent by insurance companies. They send out investigators. They find some guy driving a golf cart who claims to be blind or something like this, and that's 25%. My assumption is that when you start looking at fraud inside the government where they don't check nearly as hard, you're probably going to find some number that's higher than 25%.
Right.
I don't know if that number is 50%. I'm not willing to go that high. But I would be willing to say that there's another percentage of people that sort of you know, might be disabled, but not so disabled that they really couldn't find other work. Remember, there are a lot of people that make money, subsistence level money and higher, just by working on the internet, doing telephone sales, doing all kinds of different things. There's other work out there. So one would have to ask what the percentage is of people that would really be genuine people that couldn't work. Like you said, mentally handicapped to a severe amount. Maybe they don't have arms and legs.
And then the other factor is how much of the money would actually go to them as opposed to the bureaucrats that run the current system. In the free marketplace, the people that need help would get the bulk of the funds, whereas because of competition of charities and things like that, whereas with this one-size-fits-all monopoly, we pretty much all get screwed over. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Local Army-Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want and dial in toll free. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Wayne.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website. We've got a lot of features, including archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. They're right there, easily downloadable, right there on the front page of the site, the last week's worth. And then if you click into the archives section, that takes you all the way back to late 2006. All of it is completely free at freetalklive.com. I mentioned the Free State Project earlier. That's where the gentleman from California was planning on making a move as soon as he could get enough money saved up. And it's always good to have money saved up before you make the move to New Hampshire. It's a different lifestyle up here. It's an interesting place to live, and you'll be surrounded by like-minded, liberty-oriented people. At least that's the intention if you're moving for the Free State Project. Hundreds have already made the move. The three of us in the studio tonight are included in those hundreds. Wayne, you were here before we were, by at least a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And we moved up here back in 2006. There's new people moving all the time to all areas of the state. Manchester is very popular for a destination because it's the biggest place. Obviously, Concord is the capital, so a lot of people interested in doing political activity might want to consider moving there. And, of course, we've got our little Keene here in the southwestern corner of the state, in addition to the seacoast, which obviously has its own attractions. So there's a variety of places as far as destinations to move. And you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this concept. It seems like it's working. I mean, I think the evidence is pretty clear. We've gotten people elected thus far, liberty-minded people elected to the state representative seats in this case. There's actually one guy who's been elected to the state Senate thus far.
I don't know that he's a free stater, but he's darn close.
But he sure does hang out with a lot of free staters.
Yeah. Amazingly, spends a lot of time.
At one time, he was, I think he... I don't know if he still is because there's a lot of them, but he was a Free Talk Live amplifier as well. So it's pretty good to have somebody like that in the seats of control of the state. So from a political perspective, there have been major successes and more will come, certainly, as more people move here, in addition to civil disobedience and things like that. As an example, this afternoon, Rich Paul is one of the more notable civil disobedience activists. And I guess he missed a court date or something like that. Yeah, he's been kind of moving around, and so maybe he missed the notice of the court date.
Just a little forgetful.
Yeah. And so he was downtown today, and something happened where the police found him, and I guess they've been on the lookout for him because he missed that court date. Of course, when you do that, they put a bench warrant out for your arrest, and so they arrested him on that bench warrant. Now, Rich Paul's known to carry around a firearm with him everywhere he goes. In New Hampshire, you can do that. Right. It's as long as you're open carrying, you don't need to have a permit. Now, if you're going to concealed carry, then there's a concealed carry permit, and hopefully we'll abolish that legislation at some point.
But it's not like $10.
But yeah, and it's what they call a shall issue. But he doesn't have that concealed carry permit, and he did, he had his gun strapped to him. Cops didn't have a problem with that. They were just, they're just arresting him on the bench warrant. They're not hassling him over the gun or anything like that.
Which says a great deal about police in New Hampshire.
Right.
There's so many places in the United States where the cops would freak the crap out and start shooting you if they saw that you had a gun strapped to your leg.
Yeah. And so Rich had his backpack with him. He had his gun strapped to him. And he managed to get a text out to Keene 411, which is a little texting system. It's kind of like a party line texting system where anybody can text to it, and then multiple people receive the text. And he told us where he was being arrested and asked for people to come out. And so by the time they were getting him in the police car and closing the door on the police cars when I arrived, a demo was there from copblock.org. He'd arrived before me because he was already downtown, and it just kind of just come down Main Street, and then somebody else arrived just a couple minutes later. So we had three guys with video cameras, all three of us, on scene for Rich Paul's arrest, literally within minutes of him sending that text message out. And because we were there, they were able to turn over his possessions to one of us. Now, again, this is another highlight on the difference between the cops around here and the cops in some other places. Like in some other places, if you'd gotten arrested for a bench warrant, they'd have gone through your backpack. They would have they'd have gone through your backpack. They would have searched searched everything that you had and attempted to bring you up on extra charges or whatever. Like they would have tried to find something. Right? In this case, he actually got the cop to agree to not go through his backpack. The cop promised that he would turn over the backpack to whoever came out to take the backpack from the police, whichever one of Rich's friends or associates came out to take the backpack, and would not search the bag. And so it was great. I mean, they could have totally done more to this guy.
I'm amazed.
They didn't. They didn't. And so I was turned to the bag.
Apparently, they didn't want to do the paperwork. God knows what was in that backpack.
I took the gun out of the bag because I didn't want to walk away with a bag concealing a gun and then be guilty of a concealed carry violation. But nonetheless, I basically took possession of Rich's revolver, so now he doesn't have to go through the process of getting it back, whatever kind of legalistic process that would be had they actually
confiscated
it.
How did you carry the revolver away?
In my hands, just walking away with a revolver.
Why don't you strap it to your leg?
It was in a holster.
Hold on. So is a revolver and a holster you're carrying around? It's better than just walking around with a revolver.
Welcome to New Hampshire, man. This is the second time that I've actually carried away somebody's firearm when they were arrested. The first time was Anarcho Jesse when he was doing his gardening thing in the central square. He was basically tilling the land for a community garden, which apparently the police decided they didn't want there because they sent one of their agents out to arrest him. Pretty much as soon as he put the hoe in the ground, he was arrested. But he had carried out a rifle with him, and that rifle was just leaning up against the tree. And I talked to Lieutenant Maxfield in that particular case. I was like, can I take this thing home? And he said, yeah, it's not a problem. So there I was, toting a rifle across the street in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, and loaded it up in the back of my car and took it away. So things are a little bit different here. I guess that's what I'm trying to tell you. And when you've got activists around who are willing to help, they actually, they'll jump at the opportunity to help you, as long as you're worth helping and not a jerk or something like that. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. Let's go ladies first. Aaron is on the line in Ohio. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I guess you're not a lady. I apologize. What's on your mind tonight?
That's okay. I want to talk about the Chicago curfew thing you were talking about on a Monday night show.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was talking about this subject matter with a relative of mine on Facebook, and she kind of agreed with it. She was like, hooray for Chicago. I was asked, and I was wondering why she agreed with it. And she gave me some reasons, and I thought I'd share with you some of these reasons. I wonder what you guys would think about them.
So she's saying, yes, the curfew, good news, keep those kids off the streets.
Pretty much.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, I got three reasons here. Two of them are kind of obvious. The third one's a pretty big one, which I think I know what you guys will have to say, but anyway, I'll begin. The first one was, which is the obvious one, is that kids can be kidnapped easier at night.
kids could be kidnapped. Well, couldn't anybody be kidnapped more easily at night?
Pretty much.
I mean, so, you know, we're not talking about 9-year-olds here running around in the street, are we? I mean, this curfew is really to keep... What's that?
It was kids under 12.
Yeah. The curfew is for children just under
the age
of 12.
There's two curfews. There's one that's more restrictive for kids under the age of 12, and people between 12 and 17, it is a less restrictive curfew. But there are curfews for everybody under the age of 18 in Chicago.
Jeez, I don't live in a world where 12-year-olds run around by themselves any old place. Does this mean that you are people that are out with their parents exempt? I didn't read this story. I mean, I just knew that it existed.
No, the news is that if your child is outside of the home, presumably if they're with parents, it'd probably be okay.
Presumably.
I don't know for sure on that. But if they're outside of the home, if they are outside of the property, so they can be in your front or backyard, but if they are outside of that area, then they will be, your parents will be held responsible for that. So if your child slips out the window at night, you'll be held responsible for that. Anyway,
yeah. You got to lock them up.
So the concern is that their kids will be kidnapped. Is that right?
That's the first one. That's the first one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I teach my kids not to talk to strangers, and so therefore they know better than to approach the creepy guy in the van offering them candy or asking help with the lost puppy.
Right. Right. Okay, and then the second...
Or maybe my kid's a black belt, you know? Maybe there's that, too.
Yeah, you're raising a regular Chuck... Maybe you're raising a little Chuck Norris there.
The idea that all kids must be punished because some kids are going to be in danger or greater danger than others is just not fair. I'll tell you what, bring you back here in a moment. We'll let you continue with her objections. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. What? Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS. PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 3733, and joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
So you can join us on our website. You enjoy the program, you'll want to support Free Talk Live, we invite you to do so by shopping with us. Go over to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazons from around the world. You pick the Amazon that is appropriate to you and get your shopping taken care of. You can order from dozens of categories with thousands upon thousands of items at great prices, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. Even you can buy used through Amazon. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can do that as well. And whatever you buy, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. But you have to enter through our link, which you get to by going to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and that's so important when you're ordering online. Some prices, in fact, are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. You get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Don't forget that 5% off with coupon code FTL. That'll take care of your shipping and handling. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Now, we're back with Aaron listening in Ohio. And, Aaron, you've been in a conversation with – was it your wife, your girlfriend? I'm sorry. I missed that point.
It was my aunt.
Your aunt. Okay. Your aunt is very concerned. She says Chicago's doing right by increasing the curfew on 12-year-olds and under. They can't be outside of their property after, I think it was 8:30 at night on weeknights and 9 o'clock on weekends. So sometimes the sun hasn't even gone down at that point at night. And she's saying, well, she's got these objections as to why kids shouldn't be allowed to run around and have fun outside after a certain point at night. Because, well, there's all these pedophiles lurking around and kidnappers, as though there are these guys just driving the streets late at night looking for little kids.
Well, as if they wouldn't change to 9:30 if that was the time. I'm just frankly disturbed by the idea of this was within the city limits of Chicago. You're not talking about kids running around in too many of the woods or anything like that. You're talking about kids running around the street.
That's correct.
This is 12 and under, and I've got to say that that seems late to me for a 12-year-old to be out on the street. I can't imagine why a 12-year-old is out unattended at 9:30 at night.
Yeah, usually the parents make those rules.
Well, Mark, you never went out after a certain time of night when you were 12? 12's
when I went
trick-or-treating. 12 is not that young. I mean, that's just 1 year under teenage.
I was working at that time, and, you know, I'd drive my little motor scooter home. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I didn't get the motor scooter until I was 14 or 15. But I would drive my bicycle home, you know, when I got off work. No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, some kids, you know, they're out at night, and I don't know what they're doing, but it's not necessarily true that they're up to no good. Who knows what they could be playing hide and seek. You know, you never know what
I
kids
doubt it. Have you ever seen Lord of the Flies, Ian?
I am disturbed by this, frankly.
You're disturbed by the idea that kids would be out after 8:30 at night?
I guess some must. I'm trying to imagine what freedoms are being impinged, which freedoms that I would consider legitimate and good are being impinged by this rule.
The freedom of motion, the freedom of ability to go from one point to another.
There has to be some instance somewhere where a 12-year-old legitimately would need to be out unattended.
Go get a Slurpee at the 7-Eleven. You know, there's all kinds of reasons why you could be out at night as a young person. And I'm sorry, this scary the world that the pedophiles are just lurking everywhere waiting to snatch up kids as soon as the sun goes down. I don't know if there's any real evidence that that's true. It just seems like a really paranoid world. What were her other objections?
Well, the second one was one of the ones that you kind of mentioned on when you were talking about something, isn't that, and it's one of the reasons why they're doing this curfew. One of the reasons is to crack down on youth crime, kids committing mischief and stuff like that. That was the
second
that's
one. That's certainly going to be the reason, it seems to me to be an excuse to just go after young people in the streets and harass them and demand identification for them, because not everybody is a troublemaker, and it essentially treats everybody like a troublemaker. And, you know, some of the negatives of this are going to be that anybody that wants to be out and having
exactly
a little bit of fun on a summer night.
That's what I said.
They're going to be taught to be afraid of the police. They're going to be taught to hate the police, because they're going to ruin the kids that are having fun, that aren't destroying things. They're going to have all their fun broken up. And it's because somebody's going to do something bad. We have to stop all you kids from having any kind of a good time outside.
Yeah.
So thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the number here. And I get it, man. And parents are worried about their kids. And if that's the case, then set your own rules.
And parents normally did.
I think it's the parents that aren't worried about their kids that people are worried about, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, you know, this is an extension. This paranoid world, this viewpoint, is an extension of the same people that complained about the woman who sent her son on the subway all by himself in New York City during the daytime. I mean, this is the same mentality. If it's okay to ban kids from being off of their property at 8:30 at night or beyond, then it's certainly okay to ban kids from being away from their parents during the daytime. I mean, the city's a dangerous place. There's scary people out there. They might do awful things to your children. They can't handle making decisions on their own. Parents need to be next to them at all times, day or night. I mean, it's only another step, right?
I agree with you that this is an extension of that. I'm trying to figure out the sort of legitimate purposes that a 12-year-old would be out at 10 p.m. by themselves, riding their bicycle through the streets of Chicago, getting a Slurpee. I mean, this is absolutely beyond me. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I don't believe in curfews, but my God, who's breaking this curfew? What kind of parents? Please, somebody enlighten me. I want to know.
Grow up as a kid in a city, because you and I didn't, Mark.
No, I grew up, frankly, I was indoors as best as I can recall. Maybe I've got some kind of amnesia or something, but when it came to 12 o'clock at night, maybe my friend and I walked from his house to my house or rode
forbidden.
Our bikes.
From That's his, forbidden.
From his house now. To my... There ain't no cop that's going to get that distance. I mean, we're not talking about trekking across Cicero here, dude. We're talking about going the end of a street.
All right, so if you grew up in a city...
Do I think that criminals operate under the dark of night? Yes. No, you only need to look at crime reports to figure this out. Absolutely. It's easier to take a kid and toss him in the back of your van at night than it is during the day.
No doubt about that, but that doesn't justify restricting the freedom of all young people.
There's certainly people should be able to spit out kids one after another and give them to pedophiles, right? I mean,
are you kidding me? Come on. You're going to buy into this paranoid view?
I don't understand, dude. I just don't understand why this is an impingement on people's freedom. It seems to me, I do know.
People should be able to go somewhere.
I did spend a lot of time in prison, and I did meet a lot of people there that said that they were quote-unquote out of the house. which was a terminology that they were out committing crime and slinging drugs and things like that. Mm-hmm. I had heard of a lot of those people in prison that had done that kind of behavior. But frankly, I didn't grow up that way. I just don't get it. I don't know which sort of legitimate non-criminal behavior is being impinged by this.
Could be playing laser tag.
Laser tag is interesting, but outside on this,
that's where you play laser tag. Yeah, outside
in the summertime too, which is probably higher crime. But you know, when I was a kid, we all had to be home by dark. And if we weren't home by dark, our parents came looking for us and usually had a little switch in his hand, you know.
Tell me then, if you grew up in a city, were you out at night? And if so, what
somebody
were you doing?
Somebody tell me, please.
1-855-450-3. Yeah, I can defend it and the ability that people should be able to go from point A to point B and do things while the sun's down.
Well,
they
are minors, Ian. I mean, a 12-year-old's a minor. And
so what? They're still a human being.
Well, no, that's
and
true.
And they still have the ability to go places if they want to.
But where are their parents? You know, I would take
up to them.
I would take a walk with my kid at 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night, if he were with me.
Cool, man.
I would love to leave Jack at Ian's babysitting service, where he like gives him a big lighter. Kids him off. Here's a lighter, a bag of rat poison. Go have fun. What could go wrong?
Kevin,
yeah, he's a free kid.
Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
I can't stand your show anymore. I'm going to hang up. I've been on hold for 40 minutes listening to this mindless dribble. And if you don't think that a child of 12 years old should not be out at night, goodbye.
So you are okay. Well, very intelligent call there. So I think that parents and kids can make decisions for themselves. They can decide whatever their own rules are for their own household. And if a parent wants to allow their child to go out at night, it's none of your damn business. None, Kevin.
But it is the parent's business if the child gets in trouble. The parent is the one who's going to put the
lawyer bill.
Well,
the people getting in trouble here are going to be the parents who are going to get a $500 fine or whatever it was when the cops catch their kids out playing whatever it is they're doing at night.
They're going to pay it. But, you know, one of the things...
Yeah, most people pay fines that they're
issued. One of the things that disturbs me is, you know, in metro areas, there's a big problem with tagging and vandalism and that kind of thing. And I'll tell you, most of the vandalism done, sadly, is done by people under the age of 18. And this is intended to be some kind of...
are you backing up this? Are you backing up a curfew?
I don't understand. As I have said, I don't understand why 12-year-olds are out...
You said under 18. Are you backing up a curfew on 17-year-olds?
I think that those, you know, they have jobs and things like that.
There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.